You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter, where every day's casual Friday. That means Monday is casual Monday, Tuesday, casual Tuesday, Wednesday, casual hump day, Thursday, casual Thurs, that's what we call it, and Friday, casual Shabbat. The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
It is Friday, February 20th, 2015. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live to tape, steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, abbreviated show for you today. I am still in California, working on the television program Marin. And as such, I thought it might be apropos to include Friday's a Casual Friday, an interview I did with Marc Maron on the Majority Report in 2005, just to give you a sense of just how long Marc Maron and I have been going at it with each other. We've actually known each other now, I guess, for over 20 years. Gosh, 22, 23 years. But back in 05, he was doing that tiny little morning show of his on Air America, and I was doing a much more successful show in the evening. I had him on, and we had some fun with him. So I'm going to play that clip for you, and then members are going to hear, actually, some other deep archive stuff. One clip of me going at it with some of the producers that longtime listeners will remember from that program back in the day. I guess on that day I had done a prank phone call to Answers in Genesis. And then from 2006, the Sam Steeter Show, Catherine Harris in studio. Members will know her as Janine Garofalo. So we have that for you, and we will be back live on Monday. I don't know whether or not I'm going to still be in L.A. and it may be a Matt and Mike Monday or it may be a Sam Monday. At the very least, I'll definitely be back by Tuesday. In the meantime, enjoy this.
We are back on the Majority Report, Air America Radio. My name is Sam Steeter. Janine is not with us tonight. She may come in a little bit later. She is. She borrowed my TiVo and is watching my marathon of According to Jim tonight. She just wanted to catch up on the storylines. Now,
this place is
in
a mess.
Studio. Hey, it's take it easy for a second. Let me introduce you properly. Things have already gotten a little bit heated in here. As you may know, Marc Maron is one of the hosts of Morning Sedition with Mark Riley in the morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on Air America Radio. And Mark and I have known each other for quite some time. Apparently, Mark listened to my interview that was on the AirAmericaRadio.com website.
Yeah, I think I might have been the only one, as you suggested on the thing.
Well,
yeah.
It's possible. I mean, I knew you would listen to it because you seem to follow my career and what I do artistically and even in publicity-wise with, I'm going to be generous, with an odd intensity. And, well, hold on, let me just set it up for a second.
Well, gee, how long is it going to take?
Well,
all right,
I mean,
go ahead.
All right,
take your time. I've never listened to the show. I don't know what pace you operate
Well, this
here.
Is the second time you've been on our show.
Yeah,
we've been good enough to invite you.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember receiving an invite onto your show, but that's fine. Now, and you come in here, you say, hey, there's you got your 15th pair of glasses, whatever the comment was. I don't know.
But that was after you said that thing about my hair. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to play these trivial the games with you. And by the way, in the fridge, is that your beer and Red Bull? I mean, that's everybody's fridge downstairs. I don't know what you guys think you're doing with party time up here, but we work in the morning.
It's not mine.
What?
That's not mine. All right, I don't drink Red Bull.
All right, no, all right.
Now, all right, let's listen to what you had to say today. This is number one.
Can we play yours first?
Well, wait a second. Let's what you had to say.
I'm not going
to
be.
Number one.
Look, I've known Sam Seder since he was seven. And just because he spent 45 minutes talking about me on an interview that he did on our Sedition, the newsletter at AirAmericaRadio.com, you know, that's his problem. But he's accusing me of being jealous of him, of being competitive with him, yet he spends an hour and a half talking to me, talking about me during on the newsletter.
All right, so you're saying I spent an hour and a half talking to you.
At least. I mean, they cut it down. I mean,
Let's. Do you want to play? What did I do? I spent a lot of time talking. I mean, let's. I don't want to play gotcha here, but you want to hear the interview?
No, I heard the part that they put on the website.
Let's hear it. All right, you got that clip?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to this clip.
How Who's the Caboose, the film I made, received so many awards and critical acclaim.
And so how has your relationship been with other personalities at Air America?
Great, great. I have total respect for everybody on the network. I look up to a lot of them.
What do you think of Rachel Maddow?
Rachel Maddow is a great pro. I mean, she's she comes up from Northampton, does a show, and I think she's a real talent.
And Randy?
Randy Rhodes, of course, she's the queen of radio, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I think, I'll tell you something, if I wasn't married, she's a Jewish girl, I'll tell you something would have happened.
And you must have a lot of respect for Al and his show.
Al, of course, was one of my heroes as a kid from a comedic perspective. I mean, I like everyone.
Right.
Mike Malloy is terrific. I go home after our show and listen to his show.
Yeah.
I love Mark Riley on in the morning.
What about Mark Maron?
He's jealous of me a little bit. But everybody on the network.
No, wait a minute.
That's it. Now, that's not, now.
That is not what I heard, Sam.
Well, see, that is my point, is that you have this intensity about me that I'm convinced that you did hear what you wanted to hear. Now today, okay, you went on to talk about it. Now, why would I say that you're jealous, okay, about me? I want to play a couple of clips.
Well, let's be honest, sir. Let's go back. Let's go back a few years to Boston when a young scared Sam would go on stage and, you know, try and do comedy and fail because, you know, he was trying too hard, you know. And it was sad. It was uncomfortable and you'd come up to me and say, what do I need to do, Mr. Maron? And I'd say, well, maybe you should write some jokes, Sam, if you want to be funny. And be like, well, that's not really what I'm about. I'm not trying to do jokes. I'm trying to do something different. And I would say, well, how about being funny when you do that? And you're like, you don't really get it. And then you just sort of disappeared and faded away.
Right.
All right. And then you show up in San Francisco, sad Sam in San Francisco, living in the Mission by himself, coming over to my house.
I had roommates.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't want to bring that up, but if you want to bring that up, you had to live with many people because not only were you psychologically vulnerable, but you couldn't afford to.
That's right.
And I understand. So you'd come over and I'd feed you and I'd help you out and I'd say, Sam, how's the comedy going? And you'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. And then I take you to gigs with me and I try to help you out. I don't know where you're getting this jealousy.
Well, I think this actually sets the table quite well because you're talking about a time that was about 14 years ago.
Really?
And then, 12, 14 years ago, actually. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, when we get into the 10 years ago, the 8 years ago, the 9 years ago, my career takes off. And that is the only reason why I can explain why I hear, you know, when we listen to your show, I hear things like this. Let's play number three. This is off your show in the morning.
I am jealous of Sam Seder. Come on.
And he says stuff like that.
When did that happen?
We would cut that up.
I am jealous of Sam Seder.
That
seems suspect. First of all, there's revisionism going on right here. Yeah, you were about the truth.
Hold on, buddy.
All right.
Hold on now a second.
All right.
My career takes off. That's true.
When I started
comedy,
you
had been in it for at least, I think, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years. I came in as a young kid, and when someone's got 10 years on you in the business, you look up to that guy.
Right.
And then things got awkward when my career basically zoomed by yours. I mean, let's play number four.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, just I want to.
I'm envious of Sam Cedar.
Wait, now, okay, that, what is that?
It's very strange.
Now, let me.
It makes me feel uncomfortable to hear these things.
All right. Look, I understand what you're doing here, Sam. Now, what I want to talk to you about is when did it take off exactly? Now, I remember that you started hanging around with famous people. All right, and then you sort of align yourself with it. And then you became this filmmaker, right? You're a filmmaker.
That's correct.
But as I recall, because you have involved me in two of your movies because of your respect for me and because of that, yeah, I think secretly...
A little bit of guilt.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
let's be honest.
No, you didn't. You said Marin is a certain type of talent. I have a lot of respect for him. I'm going to put him in the film. And in the second film, I think that most of the movie was about me before you cut it. Am I right?
The one... Bad Situations?
The one you couldn't release. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I couldn't release it, but I'm going to be screening that up in Aspen.
You are?
Yes, next week.
And I think that that's another reason why I'm mad at you. I mean, not jealous, but that was supposed to be my star vehicle.
You actually did a great job in that. I directed you beautifully, and I took
Back up. See, here's what you do. See, you didn't direct me. You know, you come into a Sam Cedar film. This is how you work, Sam. I see
right.
it. You know, it's not a matter of jealousy. This is honest criticism. All right?
I understand.
You're like a cipher person. You have no real personality of your own. So what you do is you align yourself with successful people, and you sort of ride their coattails a little bit. Not like here. I mean, Janine, well, maybe a little. But what I'm saying is that, you know, generally what you would do is you'd get a bunch of people to do these movies, and we'd show up, okay, it's time to do the movie. Sam, how about a script? And be like, oh, no, there's no script. I have an idea.
All right, well, you know what? Let's play number two, what you said today. Let's play number two.
I can make movies like his. Basically, what Sam does is he gets a bunch of his friends together. He says, there's not really a script, but this is the idea. So go ahead, work with it. And then he'll put himself in the movie, so everybody, and then he takes credit for it. You know, like he's a genius, and he didn't even write a script.
See, Mark, all right, now let me tell you. When I hear that...
Yeah.
My first reaction is an anger. You know what it is? It's sadness.
Yeah.
It's sadness because I hear that and I juxtapose that with stuff like play number five.
Oh, I love Sam Cedar.
Oh, see
and,
that?
And then I also hear stuff like this. Number six. Yeah. I want to be Sam Cedar. I want to be Sam Cedar.
Now, when I hear that, I just go, no, why can't Mark be happy being Mark?
Isn't that amazing what I can do with my voice sometimes? Like, I wish I could do that now. But
I want to be Sam Cedar.
It's really interesting. Play number seven. All this right. is really sad. Uh-huh. This is sad.
I'm just not a guy that can generally commit to things, obviously, for the long haul. I am envious of Sam Cedar. Sam Cedar has become a phenomenal radio personality. He's become a pundit. He's put on a bow tie.
Now, you know, what I hear... From you?
Yeah.
There's confusion.
Yeah.
And I feel badly.
Well, there's a couple things going on here, Sam. Now, clearly, you know, I see that you've done your homework and you're now utilizing the tools of the right to manipulate the media to hurt somebody, to hurt a liberal, to hurt me. Okay? I understand what you're doing. And
sensitivity.
Well, of course I'm sensitive. You know, I'm a creative person, unlike you, who is a sycophant who leeches on to popular people. Now, you see, that which is fine. You know, that a lot of people have made their careers like that. And I'm sorry that your films didn't take off. And that no, granted, you know, the TV series was great. What network was on? The Food Network? What network was it?
It was actually on the Trio.
Trio. Is it? Can network. You get that here?
The Food Network is sniffing around it, though, I gotta tell you.
I'm sure they are, because that's exactly what Sam does. Sam goes, I got a great idea for a food show. Let me just talk to some people and get them interested, and maybe they'll come down, and I'll just have them improvise a recipe, and then I'll take credit for it. I understand.
Right.
You know, I understand what you're doing. And, you know, I am sensitive, you know, and I am sometimes insecure. But, you know, what you're doing here, you know, I mean, let's just be honest.
Well, okay? I want to be honest, but then I hear number three.
Again? Did we hear this already? I am jealous of Sam Cedar.
Now, come on! Why, Mark?
What just happened? What did it just
hit
say?
Number three.
Yeah. I am jealous of Sam Cedar.
And then four.
I am envious of Sam Cedar.
And then number six. This is disturbing.
I want to be Sam Cedar.
God, this is
disturbing.
Well, you know what's really sad is that, like, you know, clearly when you don't have the other person here in the studio with you, you got to fill a lot of time with me. You know, what if I didn't stop by? What would have happened here? Would you just blog and take some calls? What do you do up here without
her?
Well,
we would take calls or we would have guests on. And I said, no, listen, Mark was somebody who I really looked up to years and years and years ago before my career surpassed him.
Yeah.
His and I you know, if the guy's really upset, I want to help him out.
Yeah.
I want to help him.
Yeah.
And so we brought you in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should take a call. Should we take a call? 866-303-2270?
Sam, I just, you know, I want you to know that, you know, I think you're really, you know, you're doing the best you can up here. You know, and a lot of people appreciate that. You know, and sometimes it sounds good, sometimes, you know, it's a little desperate, but I think that, you know, I don't know why you got to bring up. See, like on the when I get interviewed for the web, you know, which I don't know if you listen to mine.
I didn't.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, honestly, I didn't listen to yours until someone brought it to my attention.
Really?
That
see,
45.
Look at now, he's backing off of what he said just 4 minutes ago.
45 minutes you talk about me, then you cut it up in some little joke. You know, like you make a little joke. I'm not the one who's upset. How was being married? Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like being married. But, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a call. Maybe somebody can resolve this.
Resolve
it's
Friday night. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, it's Friday night. Is there anyone listening?
Shabbat.
It's the Jew on Jew Wars on Shabbat, Friday night.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio. Giving left of the dial a whole new meaning.
We are back on the Majority Report, Air America Radio, streaming at airamericaradio.com, blogging at majorityreportradio.com. Our phone number is 866-303-2270.
A lot of things going on here.
In studio, Mark Maron. Mm-hmm. We're trying to just clear the air. There's been some tension here at Air America Radio. Maron has been dissing me on the show, and let's go to a call. Let's see what the caller's saying. Line 6, Sean.
I don't think I dissed you.
Hi, Sean.
Hello? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
The only reason I'm listening right now is because I heard you say Maron was going to be on later.
Really, Sean? Is it Sean Hannity?
No.
What?
Who?
God, okay. No.
All right, Sean.
Don't confuse me with that guy. That guy's quite a bit of a liar.
Yeah, that's true, Sean. But it sounds like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, too. I mean, that's the type of riffraff I think that enjoys your show.
What are you talking about? He's obviously listening to your show because, you know, he said, well, maybe Maron will make Sam look good because that's how Sam makes a living, by having other people make him look good.
I'm stealing off your cachets.
Well, of course, Sam. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, you've tried a lot of things. And I hope this works out for you. I mean, did you sign it on for another couple years here?
I haven't seen a contract since the day I walked through the door.
Well, you know, I'll tell you
one thing.
There's nothing
that the network has ever said to me.
That's not a good sign. Look, I still remember...
it's been 9 months.
I still remember, you know, I remember... Weren't you on what was that sitcom you did? That crazy, wacky thing that... what was it? Dick Van Dyke for Black People? What was that thing you
did? I've been on a lot of sitcoms, Mark.
And they... What did anywhere...
The Show, I think what you're thinking.
Fox,
The Show.
Okay, right, The Show, and then there was another one that failed.
Speaking of failed shows, you were on Stand Up, and then there was like some...
Oh, back up. No, that was Short Attention Span Theater,
which ran for a year.
That
was the second one.
No, it was like the fifth one, actually. I closed the door on that one. I ended the era of Short Attention Span Theater.
They decided to cancel it after you, huh? All right, another call.
No, I don't think that's what... But congratulations on the trio thing.
Thank you. Yeah. Hi, who's on the line?
Yeah. Hey, it's Eileen from Manhattan.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Hey, I just wanted to say Janine kicks both your asses.
Mm. Thank you, Eileen.
That's interesting.
That's, appreciate that.
That's terrific.
She may have a point.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like, see, now that was a person that's always interests me because, you know, you brought me on here to basically hurt my feelings. And Eileen just goes out of her way and says, there's a couple of sensitive Jewish guys arguing about nothing. I'm going to hurt their feelings. Isn't that interesting when people take that opportunity, Sam?
You've just been majority reported.
Oh, what does that mean?
Huh?
Is that one of those fake calls?
No, those are not fake calls. Line 4. Let's
what does
see
majority report mean? Is it?
All right. Hutch in Iowa.
You guys are running a tight ship here.
Hutch, what's happening?
Not too much. You guys got to quit fighting with each other. This is what the Republicans want. They're loving this. You got to work together. I mean, you guys are fighting over minor stuff. It's no big deal. I mean, come on. You see Limbaugh and O'Reilly fighting with each other.
Well, no. Hutch, you got a good point. I appreciate the call.
Dude, is there like a bunch of people making these calls in the back room somewhere?
The funny thing is that was real.
That was real. Now, Hutch has a good point. We could bury the hatchet. You want to take some calls from some conservatives?
No. Look, Sam, we get them too. You know, they're just going to gong. Yeah, you guys, you know, you're making our job easier by me. Look, you want to end this because I can. You know, let's just say that
I want to bury the hatchet. That's all.
Okay,
that's all I said. Listen,
look, it's
I hear
easy
stuff
to do.
Like this.
It's easy to do.
Number 4.
Okay.
I hear number four, and...
I'm envious of Sam Cedar.
And I go, why? Why, Mark?
All right, Sam, all right, this game has been fun, but look, I think we can admit, you know, after, you know, you've tried, as I said, you know, this is, I hope this works out for you, because, you know, clearly, you know, between law school, the failed sitcoms, the movies that didn't really take, the trio thing, I just think that, you know, there's no real problem with us, okay? You know, I am, you know, I'm just a little better than you are at most things. And like, I can even play guitar, can you? But anyway, that's not an issue. That's an issue. You know, I think you've got a great show here, you know, and you know, when your board ops eating, which is good, you know?
Right.
And, no, you know, and apparently you've scared away your co-host as well. And I'm not saying that's a sign of anything, but, you know, I'm being arrogant. Yeah, you know, there are some things about you that I envy.
And... I did hear the part about you said that I have a Cedarism.
No. Oh, you don't know that? That's actually, you know, they were talking about on the radio blogs, like it's become radio jargon.
A Cedar.
No, it's Cedaring.
A Cedaring.
Cedaring, yeah.
What? Tell me what a Cedaring
is. It's sort of an erratic time thing where you're sort of like, George Bush, this guy is going to, you know, he's taking over the world, and, you know, he doesn't know what reality is, man. And, you know, but I say man, sorry, that's not you. But if there's a blast followed by, you know, like, a scattered sort of, like, confused delivery thing, uh-huh. You know, with sometimes you get this, like, weird mock hoarseness. It's very effective, and that is why I envy you. The Cedaring is very good. Aside from that, you know, all I can do is that, you know, hope you turn out okay, and I hope that your parents are proud of you.
Yeah, and now let me ask you this. What do you do on a Friday night? You're a radio personality. Do you go to party, chic party? What is it that you do?
Well, during the week, you know, because we do a show in a, you know, real market morning. And, you know, I got to get up early and be prepared. We got to do a lot of work at the show. So I'm up at 4 in the morning to do a radio show in the morning, you know, when people listen to radio.
Right, that's when I listen to Howard Stern.
Yeah. Ooh, that was pretty good. That's interesting, because this is the first time I've heard your show. And, you know, outside of the segments I've heard, you know, you guys are getting the hang of it. But anyways, what I'm saying is this. So generally during the week, I got to go to bed early. But on weekends, I like to do what I've, you know, done for a long time, stand-up comedy, because I love stand-up comedy. So I'm going to the Comedy Cellar in about an hour, and then I'm going to do a couple spots at the Improv, try some new material out. It's my craft, and I enjoy doing it.
Wow.
It's weird when you commit your life to a creative form and you don't just, you know, latch on to talented people to define yourself. I know it's something you can't understand.
Tell me about this creative process. You're in a room full of drunk people from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
No. I'm not going to my family's gathering. No, they're not drunk from New Jersey. The Cellar's are a
pretty... Don't hurt me.
It's Ron Silver.
Oh, no, yeah, I know what you're saying. You're trying to... I felt some sadness in that last statement. I felt like you've sort of given up whatever we're doing here, and it's gone too far. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it's gotten a little bit out of hand. I mean, people are getting... our calls are lighting up. People are upset.
They are?
People are a little bit concerned that we're going at it too much. Take a call from... do we have anybody? No. Well, we don't have time. We got to take a break.
Can I stay for a second?
Yeah, we'll talk some news when we get back.
That's okay. Okay.
So, folks, we've made up. Everything is fine. I mean, we still have our issues, but we're going to move forward.
I love you, man. I really do.
Mark,
I love Sam Cedar.
It's great.
I love Sam Cedar.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sam Cedar.
All right, enough. Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Apple Pay.